from Pier 35 on the waterfront. Well, where else would the pier be? It's time for a lot of attention to an incredible cruise ship that will be arriving in San Francisco today. Not her first visit, the Crystal Harmony. We're focusing in on it for a couple of reasons. One of them, of course, is that one of you lucky Magic 61 listeners will be sailing on the Crystal Harmony through the Panama Canal one of these days soon. And this morning, I'll do my level best to qualify you. If you have your name in the Silver Platter Club, you'll want to stand by for that. Now, at 6:13, let me give you the weather for the Bay Area, which is just fine. Low clouds, fog extending inland locally, clearing to the coast by midday. Same old story. Temperature-wise, about the same. Gorgeous. 75 degrees in San Francisco, mid-peninsula, and in San Rafael, around 85 degrees. San Jose, around 88. Concord and Livermore, up into the 90-degree mark. Travel Holiday Magazine, we have a new person now, a man who knows travel backwards and forwards, up and down. In fact, travel is his life. Hiya, buddy.
Magic 61, with a glance through the Travel Holiday Magazine.
I'll bet you can't afford an exotic vacation. Package tours, charters, dessert
medicine. This week's topic is non-surgical treatment of gallstones.
Hey, by the way, a little additional information on that big band dance Friday at the Stonestown Galleria. My posters will be there while they last. There's only 150,000 of them, so you want to get there early. Yeah, while they last. I like that phrase. Magic 61, traffic time, 6:17. Good morning, Joe McConnell.
Morning, Carter B. I probably missed it. You probably already said where you are. Where in the heck are you? I need to know this so you can check the traffic.
All right, there is no traffic.
No.
Because I am out on the San Francisco Bay, on the dock of the San Francisco Bay, Pier 35, the passenger terminal, waiting for the Crystal Harmony to arrive this morning. I'm out on the apron. The water is only about 3 feet away.
Well, I can ask you then, how's the fog?
Just a second.
The fog
is in the sky. Yes, there is fog. In fact, you can hear one of our patented fog horns down here.
All right.
That
real
is
thing.
A seal with morning sickness. One or the other.
All right, well, we...
Magic 61, what a tour de force. Ella Fitzgerald, 6:22. You hear the seagulls out there? There.
No.
That last one was not a seagull. 6:22 from Pier 35. Good morning. Hey, you can become a volunteer guide, taking kids on tours of a 1,600-acre working farm and a wilderness preserve in the Los Altos Hills. No experience is needed. Just call Hidden Villa. And their number is 948-4690. As a volunteer with Marin's Terwilliger Nature Education Center, you'll work outdoors helping kids develop an appreciation for nature. To register for training, 927-1670. And the thing about jobs like this is you get far more than you put into it. That's the neat thing about it. You will come away learning something and enjoying it, interrelating with those kids. It's 6:23. Boarding. 6:26, how are you this morning? It's Monday, everybody. The 10th of September already. And now all the kiddos are back in school. Gotta be yours, too. 6:26, Magic 61. Magic 61, 6:28. Good morning from Pier 35. That is the official passenger terminal for the city of San Francisco. And I'm out on the apron of Pier 35, looking out on the water, and there is nothing here at the moment. In a few hours, or in an hour or so, 49,000 tons of steel will sail right at the mobile studio here, and will stop, hopefully. That's the theory, and they do it very well, within inches, literally within inches. And this beautiful ship, the Crystal Harmony, will be in San Francisco Bay. Meanwhile, back at 500 Washington Street, we should have a Gil Haar at this time.
Well, at least if it doesn't stop, I'll have the story first.
Great news. Yes. Briefly, you'll have the story.
That's all. Well, but we'll have the story then.
Magic 61, it's 6:38. Good morning to you from Pier 35. The Crystal Harmony is right off of the pier. I can't see it yet. It's on the west side, moving slowly towards the pier here. Why are we making such a fuss about this? Well, first of all, it's the destination for two Silver Platter Club cardholders. Yes, we're trying to qualify someone to be aboard this very ship as she sails from Acapulco all the way down to Costa Rica. You can stop at Caldera, Puerto Caldera, spend some time there, and then through the Panama Canal, one of the great adventures of all times. I have done it. You will never forget that experience. And then over to Curacao, up the Caribbean to St. Martin, over to St. Thomas, and then to the final destination, San Juan, Puerto Rico. And that will be this ship's regular circuit now, up through the end of the year and into next year. It'll be Acapulco to San Juan, back and forth, back and forth. That's what it'll be doing. So let's get some names going, eh? Maybe it'll be you. All I have to do is find the names. Oh, here they are. I knew they were around here somewhere. Nancy E. Arnott, with two T's, of Walnut Creek. Your name is working, Nancy, dear. William Gemingani, G-E-M-I-N-G-N-A-N-I, of Benicia. And Edie Harper, E-D-I-E, Harper, of Daly City. Edie Harper, William Gemingani, and Nancy Arnott, 398-6100. That's a number to call to check on in. You might be sailing. What a trip it's going to be. Magic 61, and so swinging her way around, moving right into the pier here at Pier 35 in San Francisco, is the Crystal Harmony. To give you some inkling as to the size of this ship, if you can visualize home plate at Candlestick Park, think of center field, and then double that, and you have the size, roughly, of the Crystal Harmony. She's almost 800 feet long, 49,000 tons, one of the largest cruise ships in the world, and she is a beauty. And she's just moving, even as I speak, swinging very, very slowly and very, very gingerly. You know, there are no brakes on a cruise ship or any ship as far as that goes. So they take their time in bringing her in, and it's a very precise, very, very precise procedure, within inches, literally, as they bring her in here. And if all the men are standing by to receive the lines that'll be thrown down. That'll be a couple of minutes yet. They take their time about this. Let's take our time on another topic now, as we listen to Jim Jorgensen's Money Minutes. It comes to you on Magic 61. Magic 61, 6:46 is the time, and the weather department, low clouds and fog, definitely in the bay this morning. They will go away, and we'll have yet another beautiful day around the Bay Area today. Temperature-wise, 74 degrees should max it out in San Francisco. Looking for around 85 degrees in Redwood City, North San Rafael, Concord and Livermore up to the mid-90s. That rumbling noise you hear is the tugboats. It's keeping this Crystal Harmony off the dock area. It's moving in, coming up. It's going to be tying up right next to the mobile studio, as a matter of fact. Interesting to note that there are very few people up on deck this morning. It's foggy, and folks are figuring, what the heck? We'll see San Francisco a bit later, and of course they all got on here for this cruise, the Crystal Harmony just getting back from Alaska once again. Magic 61 traffic time, 6:47. Joe?
Yo, Carter.
Where the correct time, Mr. Joe, is 6:48. Brought to you by Rafael Jewelers, corner of 4th and B Streets in downtown San Rafael, serving Marin County since 1929, your official Rolex jeweler. Artie Shaw, Magic 61. Magic 61, 6:52. Hey, you check the pulse of Northern California any day with Don St. John, his phone poll. Yep, weekdays, 1 to 4, here on Magic 61.
You're doing the...
6:53 at Pier 35. Cruise ships have changed technologically through the years, of course, and now the modern cruise ships have what are called bow thrusters, and these allow the ship to move sideways, literally move sideways, so they don't need as much tugboat action. There are only two tugboats bringing this, one of the largest cruise ships in the world, into Pier 35 here today, and the lines are starting to be thrown off of the cruise ship now, and soon she will be with land once again after her cruise down from Alaska, and they throw these lines off, and we were a little worried we were going to get bopped in the head with the little lines as they tossed them off, but we're okay, it looks like. We haven't gotten a hit here. The bow of the ship is exactly equidistant with the mobile studio now, only about 10 feet away. We're staring at this behemoth, and it's a beautiful ship. We'll be all aboard her all day long, up until 1 o'clock. Well, of course, we'll have music, and we'll have Joe Parker Antrim, but a couple of times, three times an hour, I'll take you on a little tour of this cruise ship if you have the time today. 6:54, Magic 61.
Magic 61, my hearties.
6:56, weather-wise, essentially a carbon copy of yesterday as we continue with this absolutely incredible weather. I spent some time watching the tennis yesterday. Whoa. Talk about, I like to play tennis a little bit, just a little bit, just hit the ball back and forth. But after yesterday, I'm burning my tennis racket. No question about it. Those of you that subscribe to, and anybody who is a member of the Silver Platter Club does, by definition, subscribe to our newspaper, the Silver Platter Star. Look in your mailbox later this week. We'll have an issue out, and it will feature this very cruise ship, the Harmony, that I'm standing right next to right now as the longshoremen are bringing the lines ashore right now. They're getting the huge hawsers all attached and get ready for such folks as the Customs Service to go aboard. There are a few people up on deck now, but not a heck of a lot. They're still sleeping in because they know it's a couple hours before they'll be able to get to shore. Trini Lopez, 658, Magic 61. Magic 61, 714. I got so excited the last half hour about the arrival of this cruise ship, the Crystal Harmony, that I plumb forgot to find out how Wall Street is doing. But luckily, we'll get a definitive look now with Jerry Burchard of Prudential Base. Good morning, Jer. Hello, Jerry. Jerry Burchard. Earth to Burchard. Boop. Do we want to talk to Jerry Burchard? We're having a little problem with that. Stand by. We'll check it out. Meanwhile, this word for the sponsor, Eureka Bank.
For the last leap there.
Fuck. All right, let's try it again now. Jerry Burchard.
I'm here.
All right. I thought you were in a short squeeze there.
Well, I'll leave that one alone.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. The market's actually doing fairly well itself, up 25 points. Trending report on Magic 61.
Way to go, Jer. Magic 61 traffic time, 7:18. Joe McConnell returns to allow... traffic is...
To allow traffic to get by.
No. Oh, okay. I was using the phrase to allow to indicate rather than to...
To indicate that...
Magic 61, Presperado, Cherry Pink, Apple Blossom White. 722, good morning from Pier 35 in San Francisco, right out on the apron of the pier, right next to the beautiful Crystal Harmony that is now in port. It's very quiet here now. This is the lull before the storm. What's happened is all of the customs officers, about 10 to 12 strong, have gone aboard and will set up their stations. And in order to clear customs, of course, all of the passengers have to go through customs, and they do it. In this instance, I believe they'll do it aboard ship. In any event, the 960 passengers are nowhere to be seen. They're probably having their breakfast and getting ready to pack their belongings. And they will travel from here, literally all over the world. Some are San Franciscans, others will be from other lands, and they will fly out of San Francisco today. For the size of this cruise ship, 960 passengers is rather small, and that is one of the indications, one of the ways you learn about the accommodations aboard. Obviously, the more luxury, the larger the staterooms, the less people. So for an 800-foot ship, 960 passengers is rather small, and there's about a crew of 502. So literally a floating city. 723.
This is Charlie of America's Most Wanted on the new Fox Friday night.
726 in the weather department. Same old, in short, a beautiful day. 75 in the city, the mid-80s on the peninsula, and in Marin County. In the warmer spots, you're getting up over the 90-degree mark in Concord and Livermore. This is Eddie Arnold on Magic 61. Magic 61, 729. I'm months ahead with the T-shirt, so I want to say good morning to everyone and mention the St. Rose Parish Autumn Festival and Italian Heritage Celebration coming up this next weekend at St. Rose's, 4300 Old Redwood Highway. Both Saturday and Sunday, there'll be things going on, and you're invited, and there's a special events for just about everybody up there. So you're invited. Come on in, and I'll wear their shirt like in about a month. It's 7:30, and Gil Haar, you'll be mildly disappointed to know that the Crystal Harmony did not take the mobile studio and sweep it off of the dock here.
Well, since you're still there, I'm delighted that you're still there, but, you know, a story is a story, especially on a Monday morning.
That's right. Yes, everything went well, and we did not get hit on the top of the mobile studio with the lines that they threw off, and the Crystal Harmony is now fast at dockside. So what's going on in our world? Magic 61, 739. Good morning from Pier 35. All right, let's get some names going. Try to qualify you for this incredible cruise that we got working on this very ship that I'm right next to, if that is correct English, and who cares? Here we go with the three names. Jean Gerams, G-E-R-R-A-M-S, of San Carlos, Joanne Bauer of Concord, and Mrs. Milton Tick of San Francisco. Those are the three folks that have that 61-minute window of opportunity to call 398-6100. And the cruise that you're going to take on this Crystal Harmony, we're going to fly you to San Juan, Puerto Rico. You'll board the ship there. You'll sail across the Caribbean, stopping in a couple of islands, go through the Panama Canal, and wind up in Acapulco, and then you'll be flown home. So those names, once again, Jean Gerham, San Carlos, Joanne Bauer, Concord, Mrs. Milton Tick, San Francisco. A lot of talk this morning, so let's get going. Let's get down to some Frank Sinatra here. 7:41 at Magic 61. Magic 61, 7:43. All right now, you could be one of the 100 couples to dance on TV. No, not on your TV. In the television. Actually, it's the special Magic 61 dance party with our kind of music. It's going to be on Coffee TV 20. And I'll give you a number to call to register for the September 15th taping. If you can clear the morning of September 15th. Now, I know dancing in the morning is a little tough, but we're going to do it. I'm going to be all duded out in my formal wear to be co-MC along with Mr. Gabbert. That'll be September 15th. And you call 986-6100 to check in later today. That number's not up yet. Around 8:30, call 986-6100. Jim Jorgensen's Money Minute, brought to you by Great Western Bank. 6:47, it's Magic 61 time. Let's check in once again here with Joe McConnell. Joe.
8:05. I'm Joe McConnell on Magic 61.
Well, the correct time is 7:48, brought to you by Rafael Jewelers, corner of 4th and B Streets in downtown San Rafael, serving Marin County since 1929. Your official Rolex jeweler. Robert Goulet to sing for you on Magic 61. Magic 61, 752. It really wasn't a great weekend for poor old Burt Parks. You remember he got his chance for a comeback with an invitation to go back on the Miss America pageant. And then he flubbed his lines. Officials say two pages of his script stuck together, and he skipped the names of about a dozen former Miss Americas that he was supposed to introduce as part of the show's 70th anniversary gala. And the director, Leonard Horne, says there's been no decision yet as to whether the man who made famous the song, There She Is, of course, will be around next year to sing it or not. So those are the breaks sometimes. That's showbiz. Magic 61, good morning to you, my friend. It's 7:55 from Pier 35, right out on the apron, right next to the water, right next to 800 feet of beautiful cruise ship, the Crystal Harmony, in port here. Her last trip to Alaska. She'll soon sail from San Francisco and head for Acapulco and pick up the group to take them through the Panama Canal. You're invited to schmooze with celebrities and help Media Alliance celebrate the release of their fourth People Behind the News notebook. It's a dance party on September 18th here in the city. For ticket information, 441-2557. Osteoarthritis is in the news, and the Arthritis Foundation wants you to know the score. Call experts with your questions toll-free. The date will be Friday, September 14th from 9 to 7. It's an 800 number, 1-800-283-7800. Magic 61. Magic 61, Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, So Rare, 7:58. Here's Louie on Magic 61. Magic 61. There you hear an announcement on the ship. We're right next to the beautiful ship that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks here to get you all excited about your potential chance to be on this very cruise ship, the Crystal Harmony. Now let's get down and check in on Wall Street once again with Jerry Burchard at Prudential Base. Crystal Cruises, incidentally, Jerry, is owned by NYK Line. That is the Japanese, the world's largest shipping company. And this is the first Japanese-owned, American-operated luxury cruise line. And this ship here is $200 million, and where Jerry Burchard would be in one of the luxury suites. They're $960 per person per day.
Jeez, who's going to pay for it?
That's where you'd be, with all of your profits, you know?
Right. I might be taking a ship out of town. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right now, Dow Jones is up a little bit here, so maybe Dow Good. Jones up.
819, Magic 61 traffic with Joe McConnell once again. Joe?
All right, Carter, Trump. I'm Joe McConnell on Magic 61.
Well, the correct time is 820, brought to you by Rafael Jewelers, corner of 4th and B Streets in downtown San Rafael, serving Marin County since 1929. Your official Rolex jeweler. This is the voice of Joe Stafford on Magic 61. Magic 61, 823. Good morning to John Levis, who provided me with my T-shirt today, and it celebrates the festival, the Western Heritage Festival, the 18th year at Utah State University. It's blue in color, shows an Indian, and says the Festival of the American West. It's hard to read because I'm reading it upside down. And I thank him very much, John. It's a very attractive shirt. When I go aboard the Crystal Odyssey, I'm sure I'll... Crystal Harmony, rather, I'm sure I'll look right in part. And we'll be going aboard at 9 o'clock using the editorial week, Ken Hedberg and myself, and we'll be broadcasting little vignettes from all over the ship all throughout the course of Joe Parker Antrim's hours from 9 until 1 today. Never fails, wherever you go with this mobile studio, two things happen. You sign people up for the Silver Platter Club, and that happened this morning as the longshoreman came by. And secondly, you get requests for music, and this one, I kid you not, occurred way up top side of the ship. A couple yelled down, "Hey, we're members of the Silver Platter Club, and we want to hear..." And I forget what he wanted to hear, but they were up there. They've just sailed from Alaska, and they saw the mobile studio this morning. In fact, they may have the radio on in there. I don't know.
With major funding.
Cruise control and AM-FM stereo cassette. This one is a definite must-see.
See your Subaru dealer for complete program details. Offer ends soon.
827, good morning from Magic 61. Magic 61, 830, the debarkation procedure here at Pier 35 in the Crystal Harmony continues. Now all of the large buses are arriving that will take the passengers to the San Francisco airport and their homes, wherever that might be. My home is 500 Washington, says he, adroitly transitioning once again to Gil Har and News.
I've always said you are nothing if not adroit.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you. And what's going on?
Speaking...
Magic 61, 838. Joe Parker Antrim at 9:05 here at Pier 35, and then I go aboard this beautiful ship and look at it from stem to stern, and I'll be on with little inserts all throughout the day. The Crystal Harmony, our focus this morning, because of the fact that it is our cruise contest that we're working on right now. Somebody is going to be on board this very ship, and I envy them, I can tell you that. The John F. Kennedy University School of Law presents a free seminar all about going to law school. It's an afternoon, September 15th, in Walnut Creek. Call 930-6040. The City of Berkeley's Disability Arts Fair on September 15th will surprise, inspire, and entertain you with music, a video festival, dance, and more. For details, 664-6530.
Magic.
Magic 61, 843. Good morning. Listen up now. This may be your name. You could be the lucky winner of this Panama Canal cruise on the very, very, very ship that I'm standing right next to, the Crystal Harmony. Am I standing? Yes. I like to work standing up. Robin Lampkins of Healdsburg, your name is working now. Mary Cancilla of San Jose, ditto for you, and Leslie Gary of Fair Oaks. Those three names again. The number to call, 398-6100. They are Leslie Gary, Fair Oaks, Mary Cancilla, San Jose, Robin Lampkins, Healdsburg. Give us a call. Check on in. Next up, it's Jim Jorgensen, his Money Minute on Magic 61. Magic 61 time, 8:46. I hope you never need Bengay. Bengay is the sort of thing you need if you have arthritis or if you've overworked some muscles and they're beginning to hurt you. Ah, Bengay. There's the rub. 8:47. Magic 61 traffic time with Joe McConnell once again. And Joe, I saw our aircraft flying by the stern of this beautiful cruise ship just a couple of minutes ago, scoping it out.
That would have been...
Magic 61 with Jay Parker and from Roll Theme Maestro. It was 35 years ago today that Gunsmoke premiered on CBS television. You bet you remember all those great people on there, James Arness, and there was, as Chester good old, what's his name? Dennis Weaver. Thank you very much. You can that now. It's 9:13. We are at Pier 35. I just had to do that because, well, that's a historic event in television. We're also having a bit of a historic event ourselves as Carter B. Smith is now aboard the Crystal Harmony. Where's your first stop, Carter?
First stop is the main stop of any cruise ship. Joel, good morning to you. The Crystal Plaza, which is the center area of the ship. It's essentially the lobby, or you could call it a lobby, I think, like in any hotel. And it's gorgeous, a two-story atrium with a beautiful skylight up on top and a waterfall and a large statue with the water coming down. And this is where you get your shore excursions and the general reception. And the treatment on this ship is very much like a hotel, a glamorous hotel lobby. You wouldn't really know you were at sea at all, and here at the dock, you don't. I mean, if you shut your eyes and just look forward, it looks just like a hotel lobby, but a gorgeous one. And then, of course, coming off of all of these areas are the various and sundry rooms, the dining room and so forth. And the excited voices you hear in the background, Joel, are the people who are waiting to go ashore. There's some things that have to be done, of course, before the passengers are allowed to go ashore. So that's a look-see at the Crystal Plaza, JPA.
All right. Well, you're going to head on down the road there, so to speak, and we'll be talking to you from your next exciting venue. Thank you, Carter. We'll be talking to you in moments again on Magic 61. Magic 61 at Pier 35, JPA. Well, I'm not too sure where the flowers have gone. I know where Carter B. Smith is, though. He's on board the Crystal Harmony. Exactly where? That is the question, CB.
The answer, the Bistro, which is a European-inspired wine bar that serves coffees and wines and cheeses throughout the day, Joel. And at the moment, there are a few folks waiting out the time before they can disembark. Now, one of the things about the cruise experience, you can eat literally from the moment you wake until the moment you fall asleep. And there are some folks that really make a great hobby out of trying to eat continuously throughout the course of the cruise. And when there are not meals being served, unless you call for room service in your room, well, you go to a place like the Bistro here where you could have a cup of coffee and some cheese. And you find that this room, like the lobby area, is very open and very airy. There's lots of light, the use of light colors, and it's bright and airy and really very nice, Joel.
Well, Carter, I was just thinking, would you mind bringing me back a little something from the bistro there? We'll be talking to you again in moments here on Magic 61. Magic 61 at 9:51, day 5 of 25 in a row for yours truly, J. Parker Antrim. But enough of that nonsense. Let's see what
Carter...
We're
going to give you a purple heart.
Oh, no. This is so much fun, but I think you have the advantage of me in the fun department this morning, old boy.
Well, certainly touring this beautiful ship is well worth the trip. I'm on the Tiffany deck, which is the sixth deck here, and this ship is, you can see there's a lot of thought has gone into this from a modern approach to cruising, Joel, because the main dance area and the Galaxy Lounge and the theater is located, the Hollywood Theater is located up here rather than as an afterthought. You know, going to the movies at night on a cruise ship is something a lot of folks enjoy doing. Well, it's right here in the center of things, and all of the, it's just like Rodeo Drive, all of the stores here selling we're talking high-level stuff, jewelry, furs, and everything else. And they told me that when they sailed the ship over for the first time to get her underway, they had a large contingent of Japanese, and they bought everything on the ship. There was nothing. The shops were empty when it got here to San Francisco. So they've done very well selling these high-end items on this cruise ship, and it's, as I say, very much like a Rodeo Drive. It's beautiful. All of the, and I was amazed that all of the plants are live plants. They got a lot of ficus trees that are kind of difficult to deal with, particularly when you've got air conditioning, and they're just as healthy. I don't know how they do it, but they're really very well done.
All right, Carter. Well, we'll be talking to you again very early next hour. I can hardly wait to hear where you end up here on Magic 61. Magic 61, it's 1010. Jay Parker and from here on, in the mobile studio on Pier 35. Carter B. Smith, on the other handle, is right inside the Crystal Harmony. And this time...
Wrong again, Joel. I'm outside.
Where are you?
I'm on the flying bridge of the Crystal Harmony. I've just done a tour of the bridge itself. And the radio room, of course, where I spend some time. As a matter of fact, the radio operator here is a ham operator, too. We were comparing notes. But I'm out on the flying bridge now with the captain of this beautiful ship, Kai Yulsen, who has been sailing for over 30 years in cruise ships. And you were really working on the development of this ship as well as being its skipper.
Yes, you know, I was asked in 88 to join the company, as I did. And I had, well, I must say, must be one of the most happiest men in the world, you know, to be able to follow up building a ship like this.
You're going to sail her through the Panama Canal. You've never had her through the canal because she came from Japan where she was built. How do you know it's going to fit?
I'm not sure. But... You know, I have planned it very well, though.
Well, that's wonderful, because it's never sailed through, so hopefully it'll fit. And everyone who has the pleasure of sailing the inaugural voyage will find out whether or not this beautiful ship, the Crystal Harmony, will in fact fit through the Panama Canal. Back to you, Joel.
I love it. I love it. That is great. Not sure. We'll take a shot at it. What the heck? Ought to be a grand time. Magic 61. Magic 61, more qualifiers. I love it. Congratulations to Ellie Nelson of El Cerrito and Peggy Berwick of Lower Lake, each of whom heard her name and called in within 61 minutes to win a pair of tickets to the Collectors and Antiques Revival Show going on the 6th and 7th of October at the San Mateo Fairgrounds. And more important, of course, their names are now going into Thursday's drawing, the September 13th drawing for that 10-day scenic journey through the Panama Canal, a cruise from the leader in luxury, Magic 61. And speaking of cruises through the Panama Canal and everything, I wonder if I might bring Carter B. Smith back in here for a second to chat with us, because he's on the Crystal Harmony as we speak, right, CB?
I sure am, and I am now, Joel, in the penthouse, Crystal Penthouse. These are the largest penthouses afloat. We're talking almost 1,000 feet, square feet of room here. Talk about luxury, Joel. This room goes for $960 per person per day. So you're talking $10,000 a person for the 10-day cruise. Now, this is the kind of place, Joel, that is your kind of place, because you have a 24-hour butler at your beck and call.
Oh, I love it. Is his name Jeeves?
Listen, for $10,000, he'll pretend to be Jeeves.
Amen.
It is so exclusive in here. The flowers, the decor, they just bespeak luxury. And I am sitting now out on the veranda, the personal veranda of one of these penthouses. Many of the cabins of all different levels have these verandas. But this penthouse has got one with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 deck chairs, 3 tables, and I'm sitting looking at the skyline of San Francisco. I'm pretending, Joel, that I was on this cruise ship at $1,000 a pop. What a fantasy.
My goodness, I envy you. Just walking through it, you bet. Well, you let us know where you end up. We'll be talking to you again in moments on Magic 61. Magic 61 in the mobile studio we are at Pier 35. Carter B. Smith roaming the innards of the Crystal Harmony. He shall report back to us momentarily on Magic 61. Magic 61 with Mantovani. Stosh Mantovani, I think his name was. Around the world is the...
Stosh. Stosh Mantovani. Stosh. Enuncio.
Enuncio, yeah. You betcha. He was a pitcher for the Pirates for a little while, and then he said, the heck with this, man. I'm getting into music. Around the world's the name of that. That's appropriate number, ACB.
Too much salt air for you today, Joel.
I think
you're
so.
You're getting a little goofy.
Yeah.
Well, now, in my travels throughout this beautiful cruise ship, which is at Pier 35 in San Francisco on the Crystal Harmony, I'm down on the promenade level in one of the suites, the deluxe stateroom that one of our winners is going to win. I sure wanted to see that. And it is a dandy. As a matter of fact, the walk-in closets are bigger than the first cabin I ever cruised on. Just the closets. This is a beautiful suite. On many cruise ships, this would be a suite, and it is absolutely gorgeous. There's plenty of room. The bath, you can actually turn around. You know, a lot of the, on a cruise ship, the bathroom isn't big enough to swing a cat. But to hear this, oh, if Mary Lou Manelli heard that, she'd go ballistic. I don't mean, it's a figure of speech.
Well, of course
Of course it is. Right in, for example, on the double bed that's covered now with members of our staff, because they're touring too, Joel. They're not sleeping. They're just resting.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
There is, in the corner, a television set which can be turned on to the bow. You can actually see where you're going. If you were really sedentary, you could spend your whole time in the stateroom and never have to leave. You could just see the front of the ship as you sailed along and never leave.
My goodness, that is decadence at its height.
Yes.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and I can't wait for your next report, Carter B., here on Magic 61.
I can see the...
Magic 61, a classic from Paul Murriat, and Love is Blue. It's from the album Yes, I Am Blue. Are You Sure I'm Really Blue? And Take Another Look and See If I'm Really Blue here at 11:12. Carter B. Smith is on board the Crystal Harmony, which happens to be white.
It sure does, and it also happens to be a lot of other colors, too, Joel. And I'm up by the swimming pool. It's the so-called Seahorse swimming pool. It's a large pool for a cruise ship. In fact, there are two of them up here, and the one in the aft has little seats in it, so you can actually swim up to a bar and have a Spiritus Fermenti and a hamburger or a hot dog. And on one side, there is an area where you have ice cream given out. You know, that's all that is a Sunday bar.
With and no worries whatsoever about getting cramps.
No, you don't have to worry about cramps. That's right. You're right by the... You're close enough to the side if you were stricken with... cramps.
Yeah, right.
I can remember when I was drinking, and I used to get cramps on occasion.
Yeah, right. I remember those. Yeah,
except I wasn't in the water at the time. I was walking down Powell Street. I got stricken with cramps. That's another story. You know, this ship now, of course, the passengers that were on this morning have left, and those who will arrive for the cruise this afternoon have yet to arrive, but the ship is very busy because they're, of course, turning over everything, putting new linen on in all of the staterooms, all of the maintenance that has to be done when there are not people around is being done, and there are hundreds of visitors that come aboard a cruise ship. For example, the mayor of San Francisco will be on board, and he'll have lunch today aboard the ship, and also Charlotte Swig will be here, and also Milton Marks. Uncle Milty will be here, too. So there'll be lots of dignitaries visiting the ship while she's in port here in San Francisco.
All righty, Carter, and we'll talk to you again in moments here. Magic 61, Bay Area weather. Low clouds and fog extending locally into the bay, clearing. Magic 61, that was the Frank Sinatra song that was on the charts the year I got into radio. And I just had to tell you all that. Mark that down in your trivia book, CB, because there'll be a quiz a little later on. It's 11:31. Carter B. Smith's on board the Crystal Harmony. And where are you now?
I'm up in the health area and the recreation area and the exercise room. And it is great, Joel. I mean, there is some equipment up here that's just terrific. They have the Life Rower, which is a rowing unit, which is a combination of a video game and exercise, and Kent Hedberg is on the life cycle now. And
they also have holes in the bottom of the ship where you can row if they get in trouble.
They do. That's right. Well, that's the real budget cruise where they have the oars. But, you know, I'll tell you, one of the things that I am opposed to is the notion that cruising is simply an idle sort of thing. You can be as active as you want. They have the computerized golf rig in here where you can stand there and hit a golf ball, and they program St. Andrew's Golf Course on it. And the promenade deck, four times around that is 1 mile. So for runners, and whenever I go on a cruise, I love to run and exercise. It's really good because then you can eat a little more. Well, they have the promenade deck is for runners, and there's plenty of room. They've thought this out very well. This is not just sitting around with a lap robe on yourself, you know, and eating yourself into a total oblivion. I mean, you can be as active as you want.
Well, you betcha. That sounds like a great idea. You've got to burn off those calories. It's impossible to go on a cruise without putting on a few lbs, eh, Carter? Well, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again as you continue your trip around the ship, the Crystal Harmony, that is, on Magic 61. Magic Magic 61 with Jay Parker Antrim in the mobile studio on Pier 35. Carter Blakemore Smith on board the Crystal Harmony.
Indeed I am, Joel, as we continue to give you a little look-see at this, one of the newest and most beautiful cruise ships afloat, $200 million, 49,000 tons. And all I have been doing is talking about things today in larger-than-life forms, and the Vista Lounge where I'm located now is certainly like that. This is a three-tiered forward observation lounge that offers about a 270-degree view, and you can just visualize, Joel, the winner of our cruise contest sitting here in the air-conditioned luxury as you sail through the Gatun locks going through the Panama Canal. Yes, our current cruise, of course, will see two Magic 61 listeners being flown to San Juan, Puerto Rico, and they will fly there and then aboard this beautiful cruise ship and go through the Panama Canal. And the Vista Lounge is just the place to take a look at all of the, for example, now I see all the skyline of San Francisco. Really is beautiful. Coit Tower and, of course, all of the downtown area. And a couple of radio stations that I used to work at, I was thrown out of.
Maybe one or two I've been pitched out of, too. By golly, I know you're looking at one we've both been thrown out of. All righty, Carter, we'll talk to you after the noon news here. It's 11:54 from Magic 61. Magic 61, Prez Prado and Patricia. It's 12:12. That's Jay Parker and for Magic 61 double time. And on board, it's Carter B. Smith on board the magnificent Crystal Harmony.
Do you know, sir, that I have been walking around here since 9 o'clock? It is now 12:12. And I have yet to see all of the ship, although I'm starting to get a handle on it, Joel. I'm in the Club 2100, which was one of the clubs for dancing and entertainment in the evening, and they're setting up for a wedding now, or a honeymoon or something, as there looks a large wedding cake in the middle of it. And this is where the Harmony Duo and Crystal Trio perform in the evening. There's music all over a cruise ship of this size. There was a harpist in a room that we've been in, and the ship is full of people touring it at the moment, just to see what it looks like, people of the travel agency business. And the next stop, Joel, will be the one of the central stops for any cruise ship, and that is the restaurants. There are three restaurants on board, the main one where I'll be, and there are two specialty restaurants, an Italian pasta restaurant and a Japanese restaurant. This cruise ship is only 6 weeks old, and it's certainly already gotten the really gotten the swing of entertaining folks.
Well, I'll tell you, grab me a couple of cheeseburgers on your way out of there, buddy, okay? Thanks a lot. Magic 61 Bay Area weather is calling for, well, I see now that it's pretty well burned off, the fog. Magic 61, it's 12:33, Jay Parker Antrim, Pier 35, Carter B. Smith on board the opulent Crystal Harmony. Opulence the word, eh?
Oh, you look up in the dictionary under opulent, you'll see this cruise ship, Joel. I am now sitting in the dining area. I am sitting in the daddy chair at the head of the table with all of our party. And I will tell you what I have ordered for my lunch today. Are you ready, Joel?
Oh, you know I'm a little hungry here.
Have a pencil in hand here.
Indeed.
Starting out with the appetizer of carpaccio con parmigiano with toasted garlic baguette. The black Angus beef consomme with rainbow ravioli will be my soup today. Cherry tomatoes and buffalo mozzarella with balsamic vinaigrette is my salad. And for the main entree, the Ocean Garden Basket, which has king crab flakes, lobster medallions, avocado, julienne of Turkey, and palm hearts on crisp lettuce served with a creamy champagne dressing. And then maybe I'll top it off with some gingerbread.
I'd like a ham salad sandwich, please.
It's just a fabulous menu. This is just the lunch today, and this is especially for the inaugural season in port on this date, and those people who've been in cruises know that each and every day you have a different menu with all sorts of different options, and there is even a low-cal special yogurt on the dessert tray for those of us that have to watch our weights.
Yeah. You've got one more stop, don't you?
Yeah, I'll kind of wrap it up at around 12:50 today.
Okay, and I'll just take this opportunity to remind those of you who are members of our Magic 61 Silver Platter Club that the current newsletter Silver Platter Star should be ending up in your mailbox later this week. And this issue is a 1991 cruise preview issue and features a story about the Crystal Cruises and the Harmony. Magic 61. Magic 61, it's 1249. One more time, C.B. Smith.
Just kind of a wrap-up, Joel. It's been a great pleasure to be aboard this beautiful cruise ship since 9 o'clock this morning. We've toured it from stem to stern. It's roughly six weeks old, and it now will leave after its inaugural voyages up and down into Alaska. It will now leave and commence its trip through the Panama Canal for a period of months and then over to Europe. It's $200 million worth of cruise ship and worth every penny. And if anybody ever asked me, would cruise on this ship be a good idea? My answer would be an unqualified yes. And I think, for example, just to give you an illustration of the modern cruise ship, if you are physically handicapped in any way, this ship is just for you. It's laid out in a way that's accessible. All the major areas are very easily accessible. And in fact, they have special areas for wheelchairs and everything of that nature. So if you are handicapped in any way, shape, or form and have ever thought of taking a cruise, you could do no better than the Crystal Harmony. And if you're active and involved, ditto for that, too. It's been nice visiting with you today, Joel, and I'm going to continue on. I'm up to the soup course here in the restaurant, so I have no more time to talk to you.
All right, buddy. What an endorsement. Nice talking to you, Carter. Magic 61.